Welcome to the Summaries of the Living God. The home groups of St. Nicholas Orthodox Church, East Melbourne, are studying the Living God, a catechism published by St. Vladimir Seminary Press. Today's summary is of Chapter 1, The Image of God, Creation, Fall, Restoration. This is Part A, in which we will summarize the creation of the world. In Part B, we will talk about the creation of humanity and its fall. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. With these words begins Genesis, the first book of the Bible whose origin goes back to the teaching of Moses, a man who has marked the entire history of the people of God with his powerful personality. Note that in these verses we are not told how the world was created. The Jewish people have always been aware of the immense gulf which separates creator from creature. It is only in a more recent text, the second book of Maccabees, that we are told, "Look at the heaven and the earth and see everything that is in them, and recognize that God did not make them out of things that existed, thus also mankind comes into being." The Bible tells us that it is solely by the power of His creative word that God has given things their existence, their being. God says, "Let there be light, and there is light." It is enough for God to speak for things to come into being. Now the book presents a lot of information in a format whereby a seeker asks a sage a series of questions and the sage replies. Seeker, how do we know that God has created everything? No one saw Him do it. The sage answers, "To discover that someone has created out of the void, out of nothingness, this is the beginning of belief in God. It is the beginning of what is called faith. This is the reason why the Epistle to the Hebrews tells us, 'By faith we understand that the world was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was made out of things which do not appear.'" To teach us this truth, the Bible relates a story which has been accessible to all men of all ages, to scholars, poets, old men, adults, and small children. "God separated the light from the darkness, and there was evening, and there was morning one day. And God said, 'Let there be a firmament,' and there was evening, and there was morning a second day. And God said, 'Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear.' God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together He called seas. And God said, 'Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit.' And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning a third day. And God said, 'Let there be lights in the firmament.' And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning a fourth day. And God said, 'Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the firmament of the heavens.' And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, and there was evening, and there was morning a fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth, and it was so. Then God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish, the birds, and over all the earth. So God created man in his own image. Male and female he created them, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, a sixth day. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all his work which he had done in creation. These were excerpts from Genesis 1, verse 1 to 31, and chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. This is a magnificent poem by which God tells men of all ages that it was he who made all things in wisdom. The seeker here tries to get to the point of differences between what science says and what the Bible says. To this, the sage answers, Science studies the world of appearances, of fleeting phenomena, which can be measured in minutes and in meters, and which unfold in human time and space. Biblical revelation rises above time and space to God, for it is He who has created time, space, and everything which science discovers. The seeker says, Then what is the truth we learn from the account of the creation of the world? The sage answers, After studying the biblical account of creation, the faithful see nature with new eyes. We discover with wonder the beauty of the created order, the splendor of the Creator's work, which is itself only a pale reflection of the ineffable beauty of the Creator Himself. Thank you for listening to this summary of the Living God. You can download these summaries from www.stnicholas.org.au. That's www.stnicholas.org.au. Look for the home groups link. Glory to God for all things.